and welcome to the Everyday Incredible Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kitchen, and I want to help you find your balance, find your passion, and learn to make every day incredible. On today's audio blog, we're going to be talking about the power of yet. Yet is just a small word, only three letters. But did you know that three letters can be very, very powerful? Just think about it. That one word in the English language has the power to open negative, defeating utterances to a world of possibility and opportunities. How often do you tell yourself you can't do things? How often do you focus on all the things you haven't done and the places you haven't gone? It's easy to get trapped in that line of thinking. I haven't learned to play that instrument. I haven't learned another language. I haven't been to Paris. I haven't finished that certification. I haven't gone back for another degree. I haven't figured out how to change the display settings on my husband's car radio. I haven't been to a Broadway play in New York. I haven't gone on an Alaskan cruise. I haven't taken cooking classes. I haven't paid off the mortgage. Do you focus on these things? I'm sure you have your own I haven't list, right? If you don't keep it in check, that list can keep growing and growing and growing. The truth is, it's not possible to do all the things. We just can't. But how do you feel when you focus on all the things you haven't done? Do you feel like giving up or like it's too late to try? It's like seeing the glass as half empty. Now to see what happens when we toss in that one little almost magical word. I haven't learned to play that instrument yet. I haven't learned another language yet. I haven't been to Paris yet. I haven't finished that certification yet or gone back for another degree yet. I haven't figured out how to change the display settings on my husband's car radio yet, but I'll keep trying. I haven't been to a Broadway play in New York yet, or gone on an Alaskan cruise yet. I haven't taken cooking classes yet. I haven't paid off the mortgage yet. But with any of these things, if I chose to pursue them and my plans align with God's guidance, they are all possibilities. I refuse to limit myself by what I tell myself I can't do. Better yet, I refuse to limit God and His plans for me. When we focus only on the things we haven't done, seen, or accomplished, we limit what our brains are capable of doing. We stunt our growth and stifle our creativity. True, we haven't done those things we haven't done yet, but that doesn't mean we have to close all the doors. Open the doors, open the windows, and let the sunlight in and let the breeze air out the room. Even if you never walk through those doors, treat them as future possibilities. Look around at the options you have and ask prayerfully and joyfully, "What door next, God? I haven't been through any of those yet." I want to leave you with the verse, Psalm 32:8. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." So what have you yet to do that sounds exciting to you? Come and discuss this and your own wellness goals in the Everyday Incredible Ladies Facebook group. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for the mailing list to receive extra content and keep up to date with what is going on in Everyday Incredible. As always, check back next week for more thoughts on finding Christ-centered life balance. What areas of life do you find are most difficult to balance? I look forward to hearing from you in the groups, and I want you to remember that every day is full of opportunities to make every day incredible. Please know that the information provided by Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individual mental health treatment. If you're not currently working with a mental health professional counselor, we encourage you to find one that is a good fit for you.